revelation of the kingdom that you are in now. So I'm in the kingdom now. And thank God for a revelation of it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm probably going to say something kind of, oh, it's going to be good, kind of stout. I don't know if I get there tonight, but before we finish this, we are. But if you will open your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 8, and verse 16 is where we'll begin. And we're going to read this particular portion of the Bible from the Passion Translation. Hallelujah. And I want y'all to listen good. I refer back to, I was in the meeting at one time when the Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of Prophecy came on Dad Hagin. And he began to talk about these days. He left here in 2003. And he talked about these days in which we're living in now. And and he said that these things was coming on the earth, but the children of God that has a revelation of who we are in Christ. And we're in the kingdom, we're on this earth, but we're not of it. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying? And when we get a revelation of who we are and what authority that we have now in the name of Jesus, and that we are covered with the blood of Jesus, and there's nothing that can penetrate that blood and contaminate you and make you become something else than what God has said you are. He wants you to get a revelation of that. So listen to what Jesus said. It's on the screen. No one lights a lamp and then hides it. I remember when I read that script, I remember so well, and we're going to move on. I remember so well when we didn't have electric lights. We had lamps and lantern. And every time, you know, it get dark, they would light that lamp. And this is what they would do. No one lights a lamp and then hides it, cover it over, and put it where its light won't be seen. No. Every time we lit that lamp, and that's what we studied by when we were kids, getting our lessons, we had a lamp. And the lamp is placed on a lampstand. That's exactly what we did. So others are able to do what? Benefit from its brightness. You see it? They have it on the screen. Because this revelation lamp now shines within you. Nothing will be hidden from you. It will all be revealed. Every secret of the kingdom. I'm going to read that again. It will all be revealed. Every secret of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will be revealed and out in the open, made known by the revelation light. Keep going. So pay careful attention to my heart, to your hearts, as you hear my teaching. For to those who have opened their hearts, even more revelation will be given to them until it overflows. And for those who do not listen with open hearts, what happened? What little light they imagine to have will be taken away. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. Now let me read another one. I'm not done with that. Give me 1 John 1 and 5. Reading this from the King James. 1 John 1, 5. This then is the message. This then is the what? Message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Keep going. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, what happened? We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have what? Fellowship one with another. And the blood, notice that there's the blood here. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. See, if you walk in the light, you know every time you miss it, you can act on 1 John 1, 9, right? Hallelujah. Because the blood is there. The blood is there to keep you clean.